Hello, my name is Jill Taylor, IBM ECM Programs Manager, and I'd like to welcome you to our podcast on IBM Watson and healthcare. And joining me today is Stephen Gold, Director of Worldwide Marketing for IBM Watson Solutions. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Jill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Steve, would you talk to us a bit about IBM's approach to healthcare analytics and the role of IBM Watson?
Well, Jill, when we start thinking about analytics, it's perhaps the fastest growing area of technology. Estimates place the analytical market at $76 billion by 2015. And when you look at where organizations are investing today, it is considerably greater in the area of analytics, spending three times more than the traditional IT areas. And really at the heart of this is the fact that information is proliferating at such a rate that it presents some phenomenal opportunities for organizations and institutions to get greater insight. 90% of all data that is now available was created in the last 2 years. 80% of that data is unstructured. So when you look at the area of healthcare specifically, and you apply the combination of the available quantity and quality of information that's availed itself to physicians and clinicians, and you look at the capabilities of technology to decipher that, it's very exciting in terms of the potential to unlock new insights, to work in real time, to really impact and improve the quality and experience of patient care. And Watson very much embodies the spirit of healthcare analytics and what it can mean to that industry.
So what makes IBM Watson so innovative?
So IBM Watson really represents a new class of industry-specific analytic solutions, which is leveraging deep content analysis and evidence-based reasoning to bring a new form of intelligence to the value of goods and services delivered to business. It accomplishes this based on a set of transformational technologies, which leverage three key things. First, natural language, the ability to understand and work in the complexity of human speech. Second, hypothesis generation, the ability to automatically and seamlessly create a series of hypotheses, if you will, potential iterations of a question being asked, and then assess and evaluate those hypotheses against the possible responses. And third, the ability to learn as it goes. This evidence-based learning is critical. So as in the case of healthcare, physicians and clinicians interact with the system, it will learn by actions taken, how it presented its response, what it will do next iteration or next time it's asked a similar question. So the combination of natural language processing, hypothesis generation and evaluation, and ultimately evidence-based learning truly differentiate what Watson is in the market.
It seems like IBM Watson would also have applicability in other industries, such as financial services or retail. Why is IBM introducing this solution in healthcare first?
Great question. As we mentioned earlier, healthcare is a situation in which the medical information is doubling every 5 years. In a survey conducted, approximately 81% of physicians spend an average of 5 hours or less per month reading medical journals. The volume of information is growing at a rate that clearly individual practitioners and organizations just can't possibly keep pace and consume the available research that's being published and articles that are being printed and studies that are being conducted. And so it really lends itself in terms of the information side. But then when you look at the benefit and impact that potentially a technology like Watson will have in healthcare, today, there are estimates that place the diagnostic errors at 1 in 5. Well, if you think about that, that has far-reaching implications at a very personal and individual level. There's 1.5 million errors in the way medications are prescribed, delivered, and taken just in the U.S. every single year. The Institute of Medicine states that between 44,000 and 98,000 Americans die each year from preventable medical errors. All of these inure to the fact that a technology like Watson applied to healthcare has far-reaching impact in terms of meeting some of the societal challenges that are out there and providing really impactful personal-level benefits to the constituents in this case, namely the patients.
So what about IBM Watson appeals to the healthcare organizations that you've been talking with?
Well, I think the healthcare organizations recognize that there's an opportunity to really mine the vast repositories of knowledge to unlock unstructured information in their own organizations. Many of these organizations store that unstructured information in various disparate systems. These could be in the form of doctor dictation as it relates to patient evaluation and patient care. And that the idea that they can begin to uncover insights and patterns and improve the quality of the services that they're delivering, the opportunity to shift emphasis from really what has traditionally been a reactive diagnostic type situation to a proactive, looking at wellness programs, looking at historical patterns, and being able to uncover, again, greater understandings of ways in which it can use its available knowledge to get value. So there's no question that the volume of information is expanding, the velocity at which the information is being presented, the variety of information from traditional structured information that resides in computer systems to unstructured text and natural language to video in the form perhaps of a test result that was captured to visual graphics like an MRI. All of these now hold the promise of being unlocked and being leveraged with a singular thought in mind, and that is ultimately, how do we improve the patient quality of care and the total experience? And the benefit to that, which is also equally as exciting, is ultimately it can help reduce the cost of treatment. And that's important for all, because at the end of the day, there's limited resources that are available. In fact, the Council on Graduate Medical Education projects a shortage of 95,000 physicians by 2020. What that really indicates is we're going to have to do more with the available resources. We're going to have to be smarter about the way we interact and operate. Physicians are already challenged, spending only on average between 11 and 18 minutes per patient on a face-to-face basis. With the pending shortage that's coming, those physicians very much care about the quality of care and are looking for ways in which organizations such as IBM can play a pivotal role in supporting them in providing greater insights and greater information and more actionable recommendations in terms of how that interaction at a patient level, at an institutional level, at an organizational level can occur for much greater outcomes.
I see. And what other types of problems are customers solving with IBM Watson?
Well, Jill, you mentioned before that Watson is certainly not limited to healthcare. There are many other industries that are information rich that hold the promise to better insight through the innovative and intelligent technology that Watson brings to market. So you had referenced financial services, as you can expect. You know, there's a wealth of information about market activity and outcomes. Imagine an individual trying to balance a portfolio or remix their investments towards planning for retirement. Wouldn't it be fantastic to provide to financial planners and certified experts better insight in terms of the combinations and permutations of outcomes that could be formulated from that vast knowledge? On the institutional side, when you look at the volume of trades that occur every day and the speed at which those trades occur, anything that can provide greater support and understanding of that flow of information and the complexity of that flow of information is going to be welcome. Certainly in retail, there is tremendous amount of opportunity to better understand customer behavior and to better improve the customer experience. So capturing information from point of sale, capturing information about online behavior, capturing data as it relates to individual sentiment as expressed in various social mediums like blogs and tweets and Facebook. All of those can come together in a way to create far greater understanding of how to better serve communities and better respond to the unique individual needs of the patron, of the customer, of the client. And we can extend on. Clearly, I can think about my own experiences as it relates to calling in for technical support on products that have a degree of complexity that it's not reasonable to assume that a single individual is going to have the ability to seamlessly and timelessly respond to that unique question. And yet, provided with a technology like a Watson as a resource, we empower individuals to act in ways they never thought possible. We begin to advance the idea of solving challenges that were once so lofty and complex that it couldn't be envisioned how an individual, let alone an organization, would be able to combine their available wisdom in such a way that it could alter, right, and transform itself to a very different state in the way it interacts and operates, not only with customers in the traditional sense, but stakeholders from the organization, employees, and improving the quality of their experience within the company, with partners and how they support and respond to their needs, better optimize and manage information in and around the supply chain, how to improve the quality of products and services being produced. There are almost a limitless number of ways in which Watson can evolve and be applied for greater good.
Steve, I know that IBM is also introducing IBM Content and Predictive Analytics for healthcare. How is this solution complementary to IBM Watson?
Jill, I'm so glad you asked. I mean, IBM brings to market, first and foremost, a phenomenal array of technologies in the form of first products. These are various areas of products that can be taken and applied in a way to solve, you know, portions of the challenges that we've described this morning. And in many cases, IBM has advanced the idea beyond the product to combine them in such a way to deliver a total experience, a solution. And in the area of healthcare, IBM actually has numerous solutions specifically designed around attacking targeted problems at an institutional level. And when we look at the introduction of the IBM Content and Predictive Analytics solution, it very much aligns and complements what Watson is all about in healthcare. So with analytics, as present in the new announcement of the Content Predictive Analytics solution, organizations are going to have the ability to certainly understand and digest the information within their organization. They're going to be able to put that content into context. They're going to be able to use that to predict out into the future likely occurrence. So where Watson is going to be able to answer the here and now, what should an organization do at a very personalized, very individualized, very timely type level? The Content Predictive Analytics solution, for example, is going to be able to project out what likely will occur in the future. So if I contrast that in the world of healthcare, picture Watson being able to assist and support a physician in the formation of a diagnosis and a recommendation for a treatment. Now, I'll complement that with the type of technology being introduced today with the Content and Predictive Analytics for Healthcare solution, which is going to look and say, okay, now that we've helped that patient, can we extend out and predict which of these patients are likely to be candidates for readmission? And that's a big problem. Today, it's estimated that the cost of readmission is $17 billion a year. So with the combination of Watson being able to really accentuate and optimize the course of treatments, and with complementing that with the ability to project out and learn from what are the markers or the attributes that ultimately would indicate, you know, the potential for readmission, and to iterate through that newfound knowledge where as information comes in, both environments are consistently learning, is very exciting. And these are just but two of the healthcare offerings that IBM has brought to market, and the complementary nature of which is accretive to the organization to the extent that there's no right way to begin. There's just an avenue of opportunity that says each of these builds on one another. Each of these works well with one another. Each is able to accentuate and accelerate the rate at which these institutions are able to improve the quality of care it's bringing, again, at a very personalized patient level.
Steve, thank you so much for speaking with us today. This has been very informative.
Hey, Jill, it's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to seeing great results from IBM, not only in healthcare, but certainly across industry.